Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fresh! Fresh for fantasy.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dave Richard is a Chicago guy made good. He is Mr. CBS Sports Fantasy Football, and he joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. It is upon us, Dave. Oh, finally, we don't have to watch any more preseason football. We get the real deal starting tonight. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Dave.
You mean you guys have had your fill of Javon Wims and the Tyler Bray, I believe it is? Is that what you guys have had enough?
I think we are really geared up for football. I mean, we're sitting here, we're broadcasting live from the lobby of our building, and some guy just walked by with a Packers shirt on.
Mully's barked at him.
And all of a sudden, someone's screaming, "Hey, get out of here!"
That was you.
I realized it was me.
Yeah.
I'm like, "Hey, when did I get caught up in this?" But it's great. It's great. There's like all sorts of stuff going on in town, and I think the ratings tonight are going to be through the roof. I think it's a big start to the season.
And you know, I think people are clamoring for this game so much that they're trying to find ways to get Bears and Packers into their fantasy lineups just as a piece of the action tonight. And I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about David Montgomery, but that's going to be one of the guys that's going to be in a lot of fantasy lineups.
So, yeah, when you look at these two teams, Dave, if you were advising people to pick somebody or somebodies, who do you like and how would you rank them?
I'm going to start right away with David Montgomery. The fact that he's just the physical type of running back that we've come to really see. We saw in the preseason. You guys saw it at training camp. I saw it at Iowa State. I really think he's going to get off to a good start. I think the Bears are going to give him a lot of opportunities. And the matchup actually isn't that bad because the Packers are going to roll into this one without linebacker Oren Burks on the inside. They're going to have a rookie starting there. Or when they go big nickel, it's going to be a safety. I think the Bears are going to attack there with the run, and it won't be a lot of Tariq Cohen. It'll be a lot of David Montgomery. As for guys that I think everybody's going to start Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones, but I don't know if those are necessarily great plays. Adams, for sure, you're going to start even if it's a bad matchup. Rodgers, push comes to shove, he's going to throw the ball a lot tonight, and I think he'll fall into some decent production, not necessarily, you know, three touchdowns or anything like that. Aaron Jones is the one I'm worried about because it's been a couple of years since the Packers have even had a 100-yard rusher against the Bears. And Jones is only had two games in his career with more than 14 carries. I would be stunned if he had a lot of work tonight and if he found the end zone. So I don't have him ranked as a top 20 running back, but he was drafted as a top 20 running back. It's the one guy that I would be scared to start.
You know, it's funny because we were talking about special teams, Dave, and I know that is just a minor thing in fantasy, but, you know, it can be a deciding factor in some leagues depending on where you're at. And I think the Bears have a sneaky good return game that we haven't talked enough about, and that might come into play. The problem is they got a sneaky bad field goal kicking game, so that would prevent one from jumping on that.
Sure. So no one's drafting Eddie Pinheiro and expecting him to be a star for their fantasy squads. Although I think my brother-in-law might have drafted him because he's a crazy Bears fan. But DST has worked in the fantasy with the defense. We call it a DST. You combine it all together for one unit, and most teams have that as a starting option. And everybody's drafting the Bears DST first and foremost because of Khalil Mack, Roquan Smith, you know, the guys you know on defense. But you're right, that special teams unit, that adds, like, that it's the cherry on top of the Bears' DST. It makes them an amazing unit. You're going to use them. Again, Aaron Rodgers should have a pretty good game tonight. The Packers wouldn't be surprised if they have 20 points. But it doesn't matter. The Bears' DST should get a couple of sacks. Maybe they return a punt for a touchdown. And now you're off to the races with that squad.
Our conversation with fantasy football expert Dave Richard, brought to you by your local Ford dealers and the Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. Okay, Dave, before we get to the phone calls, Ezekiel Elliott signs with the Cowboys. He go through a padded practice yesterday. Expectation that he'll play this Sunday. What are your thoughts on Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, I'm not really going to go into too much analysis on this one. If the Cowboys are going to start him, fantasy managers are going to start him. It's as simple as that. And I know there's a report that he's only going to get 20 to 25 reps. You're telling me that if it's a competitive game, Jason Garrett's going to look at his play sheet and say, uh-oh, Ezekiel Elliott's had 25 reps. I better get him out of the game. It's not going to happen. They're going to ride Ezekiel Elliott now. Hopefully his wheels don't fall off. I was going to say they're going to ride him until his wheels fall off. But for the Cowboys' sake and for fantasy managers' sake, I hope it goes on for the next 5-6 years.
Dave, your public seeks you, but I don't know. I haven't talked to Dustin. I just assume he's taking Melvin Gordon with the number one overall pick because that's
you know,
what he
that's
does
what
every
he
year.
Does, he takes, right? He takes
yeah,
the
takes a running back,
back
who doesn't
play.
Let's get to the phone lines. Patrick's in Bolingbrook. Patrick, you are on with Dave Richard.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Dave. Hey, Dave, you're not going to want to hear this, but I'm in a super flex. I've got Newton. I've got Mahomes, but I got Fitzpatrick. Eli no. or Case Keenum is out there. Should I get one of those two over Fitzpatrick?
No, because both of them are going to be just as likely to get replaced at some point this season as Fitzpatrick. At least with Fitzpatrick, he gives you, you know, that gunslinger mentality. He really doesn't care about turnovers. He's just going to throw it deep, and the Dolphins are going to trail a bunch this year. I think as a third quarterback, Fitzpatrick is fine.
Novell in Maryland. Welcome back, Novell. You're on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me back. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Morning.
I got a PPR flex. I need to know if I should start Kerryon Johnson or Austin Eckler.
I'm going with Kerryon Johnson all the way. I was not impressed with what I saw from the Cardinals' run defense in the preseason. I didn't expect them to be a strong defense to begin with. And I know the Lions want to use multiple running backs, but I think Kerryon Johnson has a chance to have a really nice week one. Austin Eckler is going to share with Justin Jackson. Got a little bit of a tougher matchup against the Colts. I think that Kerryon is the way to go.
Dave, let's talk a little bit about fantasy duds, if you will. Are there any guys out there that maybe once were thought of differently and might be high picks but might come with a bit of peril?
Well, to me, when I hear that, you're describing Todd Gurley in 2019. Once upon a time, top five fantasy running back, the stud that you know. He would have been an easy, maybe the number one overall pick, maybe like number two, number three overall this year if he were perfectly healthy. But we know that that left knee is an issue. I just read a quote today. I actually posted it on my Instagram. I can't even believe that I have an Instagram. But the Rams run game coordinator... the Rams run game coordinator says that the plan is to use all three of their running backs. So not just Todd Gurley, not just the rookie that you know, Darrell Henderson, but also Malcolm Brown, who's a back that they trust. I would imagine that Todd Gurley is going to get the most of those touches, but he doesn't have a great track record when he gets below 20 touches in a game. It's less than a 50% success rate. It makes me nervous, and the matchup isn't great this week either. Gurley is ranked as a number two fantasy running back for me. It's kind of by default, but I'm real curious to see how he does. So when you talk about a stud that you're worried about falling off a little bit, that's the first name that comes to my mind.
Dave, a couple texters with questions pertaining to tonight's game. Aaron Rodgers over Dak Prescott and Aaron Jones over Marlon Mack.
I'm going to go with both Packers in this situation because I just don't know what to expect from Dak Prescott, how much throwing he'll do with Ezekiel Elliott back. Maybe he gets you to 20 fantasy points, but I think Aaron Rodgers can be a little bit better than that. Remember, we're looking for like 25-plus fantasy points from our quarterbacks in this day and age. And Aaron Jones over Marlon Mack, I think both of them have terrible matchups. I think Jones is the more talented back. We've seen Marlon Mack get lost when he doesn't when the Colts are trailing, I should say. And so Aaron Jones, I think even if the Packers are trailing, you'll see him on the field. He's the lesser of two evils.
All right, let's get to David. He's in Whiting, Indiana. David, you are on with Dave Richard.
Good morning, good morning. I wanted to see who to start on my flex spot, Matt Breda from the 49ers or Mohamed Sanu from the Falcons.
I think Breida's the one to go with. Sanu is a low ceiling, high floor type of PPR receiver. You might get 10 points out of him on a good week. He's taking on Minnesota in Minnesota. It's not going to be pretty. And with Breida, he's going to split work with Tevin Coleman. The 49ers have a nice matchup against Tampa Bay, and maybe not, nice might not be the word. Fair might be the word. I think that Tampa Bay run defense might be a little bit better than we gave them credit for. I will take my chances with Breida getting maybe 11 to 12 touches than I would over Mohamed Sanu, who might only get two catches for 20 yards.
And Dave, you piqued your curiosity of your public. They want to know what your Instagram account is. And another texter wants to know, Cam Newton or Jameis Winston?
I'm going to go with Cam over Jameis, but I like them both this week. I think they're both top 12 fantasy quarterbacks. I think the Panthers actually beat the Rams in week one. That's an underdog that I think people can enjoy if you are interested in wagering. And the Instagram is Dave Richard NFL, all one word, no underscores, and I promise no pictures of me, just fantasy.
Let's try Keith. Keith's in Aurora. Keith, you're on with Dave Richard.
Guys, I have Aaron Rodgers going tonight or Lamar Jackson Sunday. 4 points per touchdown pass. Who you got?
Oh, it's Lamar Jackson. This Dolphins defense, especially up front, is going to be really, really bad. Their leading sack guy coming into the year is Charles Harris. He has 3 career sacks. So Lamar Miller, he's out for the year. Lamar Jackson, he's going to be having tons of time in the pocket. He's going to go off against the Dolphins. He's going to run for a touchdown, should throw for a touchdown. Easy start over Aaron Rodgers, believe it or not.
Getting a lot of texts, Dave, about Kyler Murray. One, directly whether or not Kyler Murray or Russell Wilson. But overall, what do you expect from Kyler Murray this year?
Blitz.
So I was a little bit more excited about Kyler Murray before the preseason. And then once the preseason came, I know that everybody got nervous when they saw the Cardinals in action. But I don't think that that's their true offense. I do believe Kyler Murray can be a top 12 fantasy quarterback. But I was more bullish than that. I thought he had a chance to be top 10, top 8. Really thought he'd have a shot at being very, very good. Because of the scheme that he's in, it means a lot of throwing. Kyler Murray will also run the ball. And I actually don't think his offensive line is bad at pass protecting. I'm more concerned about their run blocking than anything else. I think Kyler Murray is going to get some good numbers, and I think it could come as soon as this week against the Lions. So I've got him as a top 15 quarterback.
All righty, Dave. Thanks a ton. It all starts tonight. I know you're from here. You got a Bears a bug up your football helmet. Mm-hmm. What kind of special thing do you do to watch the
game? How will you watch tonight's game?
You know, I'm not in Chicago, so I'm probably just going to hang out somewhere around here and catch the game. Hopefully it's somewhere with a remote control where I can rewind the game and watch plays 2 or 3 times before I go on to the next play, because I'm a little anal retentive like that about my football. But I'm just excited that it's back, and we are on the brink of a long, fun fantasy season. I hope you guys enjoyed. It's great to see Chicago in the spotlight.
Great stuff, Dave. Thanks again.
Thanks, Dave.
That is our guy, Dave Richards, CBS Sports Fantasy Football expert. We talk to him every week. Great to talk to him today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.